Message number 3. The King Savior's name given by God and Emmanuel. The King Savior's name called by men. Roman numeral number 1. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. A. Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means the Jehovah the Savior, or salvation of Jehovah. Jesus is Jehovah becoming our Savior and our salvation. Romans 10:12, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. B. The name Jesus includes the name Jehovah, which means I am who I am, indicating that Jehovah is the self-existing and ever-existing eternal one, the one who was in the past, who is in the present, and who will be in the future forever. 1. Jehovah is the only one who is and who depends on nothing apart from himself. We must exercise our spirit of faith to believe that he is and we are not. He is the only one, the unique one in everything, and we are nothing. 2. As the I Am, he is the all-inclusive one, the reality of every positive thing and of whatever his people need. 3. We may say that we believers have a sign checked with the space for the amount left blank, and we can fill in whatever we need. Whatever we need, Jesus is, such as light, life, power, wisdom, holiness, or righteousness. Everything we need is found in the name of Jesus. C. Jesus is our Joshua, the one who brings us into rest, which is himself as the good land to us. D. The Lord's name, his person, is the all-inclusive compound spirit. E. The name of Jesus is above every name. Philippians 2:9. Therefore, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. 10. That in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. 1. The name of Jesus is for us to believe into. 2. The name of Jesus is for us to be baptized into. 3. The name of Jesus is for us to be saved. 4. The name of Jesus is for us to be healed. 5. The name of Jesus is for us to be washed, sanctified, and justified. 6. The name of Jesus is for us to call upon. 7. The Spirit is the heavenly air for us to breathe. By exercising our spirit to call upon the name of the Lord, we breathe in the Spirit and thereby receive the Spirit. F. The purpose of calling on the name of the Lord is 1. To be saved. 2. To be rescued from distress, trouble, sorrow, and pain. 3. To participate in the Lord's loving kindness, his mercy. 4. To partake of the Lord's salvation. 5. To receive the Spirit. 6. To drink the spiritual water and eat the spiritual food for satisfaction. 7. To enjoy the riches of the Lord. 8. To stir ourselves up. 9. The name of Jesus is for us to pray in. 10. The name of Jesus is for us to be gathered into. 11. The name of Jesus is for us to cast out demons. 12. The name of Jesus is for us to speak boldly in. G. Satan hates the name of Jesus. 1. Satan utilizes people to attack the name of Jesus. 2. The religionists attack the name of Jesus, forbidding the believers to preach or teach in that name. 3. When the apostles were persecuted, they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name of Jesus. H. The Lord Jesus praised the overcomers in Philadelphia because they did not deny his name. 1. The recovered church has abandoned all names other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ, belonging to the Lord absolutely. 2. To denominate the church by taking away any name other than the Lord's is spiritual fornication. The church, as the pure virgin betrothed to Christ, should have no name other than her husband's.